Greetings, merry wanderers on your Lenten journey. This is Pastor Bob, and we meet again. Today is the second Sunday of Lent. We have now completed 10 Lenten days on our journey, and God gives us a respite. This Sunday is a chance for us to kind of reignite our spirit and refresh our mind and refocus on our Lenten goals. Today's devotion comes from The Unvarnished Jesus by Brian Zond. And the scripture for today is Matthew 17, 1 through 9. You may want to pause the recording here to read that. It's Matthew 17, 1 through 9. So let us begin. The transfiguration of Jesus Christ on Mount Tabor is the crescendo of his Galilean ministry and marks the point where Jesus begins his long death march to Jerusalem. As Jesus comes down from the top of the mountain, he speaks to Peter, James, and John about his impending death, something he had revealed to his disciples only 6 days earlier. After the transfiguration, the music score in the gospel story changes from a major to a minor key. Lent is a season of walking with Jesus toward his coronation by crucifixion. One of the more fascinating aspects of the transfiguration is the mysterious appearance of two titans from the Old Testament who lived centuries before Jesus, Moses and Elijah. Of course, with Moses as the lawgiver and Elijah as the prototypical prophet, they represent the Old Testament itself. Moses and Elijah are the law and the prophets. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus announced that he had come to fulfill the law and the prophets. What the law and the prophets had aimed for but had never fully attained, Jesus would accomplish. It is Jesus Christ, not Moses, not Elijah, who fully inaugurates the kingdom of God. The Mount of Transfiguration is where Moses and Elijah find their successor and bear witness that it is the Christ who will complete what they had begun. In the darkness of the pagan world, the law and the prophets enabled the Hebrew people to grope forward in the understanding of who God is. The law and the prophets are the moon and stars that enabled Israel to navigate a treacherous world of idolatry and injustice. But when the day dawns, the moon and stars recede and give way to the rising sun. Jesus Christ is the Son of Righteousness, risen with healings in his rays. And Moses and Elijah have come to Tabor to bear witness to the greatness of the Son of God. Simon Peter seems to have missed this symbolism, thinking instead of erecting three shrines, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for Jesus. But Christ is quickly shot down when the voice from the cloud says, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Jesus is what God has to say. A flat reading of the Bible allows us to proof text any idea we want, but Jesus is the Word of God. So if Moses says to practice capital punishment and stone certain sinners, Jesus says, "Let the one without sin cast the first stone." And God says, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Or if Elijah calls down fire from heaven to consume the soldiers sent to arrest him, Jesus says, "Love your enemies. And God says, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." Wars of conquest, capital punishment, violent retribution, the institution of slavery, and women held as property are all quote-unquote biblical, but when seen in the light brighter than the sun shining from the face of Christ, everything must be reevaluated, because Jesus is what God has to say. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the Word of the Father. You are the perfect revelation of who God is. May we learn to see all things in the light of your glorious countenance. Amen. Well, that concludes our Sabbath Lenten devotional today. Tomorrow we'll be back at it. It'll be day 11 on our Lenten journey, and I look forward to speaking with you then.